the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, let's have some fun. It's Friday, 766-9370. Anything and all you want to share, you want to say, discuss weekend plans, advice, you want it, you need it. Here's my deal. And we'll make a little game out of this, okay? You can choose between the three. Am I old? Am I tight? Or am I weird?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll probably answer that way even after I share my deal.
Yes, absolutely.
766-9370 if you've got something. And it's been a while since I've started doing this, but I haven't shared it yet. And now I'll share it, and you can decide whether I'm old, whether I'm tight, or whether I'm weird.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The price of groceries at the grocery store are expensive. Okay. I hate spending money. Remember what we talked about yesterday?
How would you know? Oh, does your wife share the bill with you when she gets home? Because I know you don't go shopping.
I see the receipt. Yes, I know the budget. I give her the money so she could go out in the woods and hunt and gather. So, stuff's expensive at the store. Yesterday we talked about this. You know, it was a topic. I forget what it was. All these guys bitching about their wives. What was it that guys wished their wives knew they needed?
Yeah.
Or understood better?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. And I told you yesterday, it's the money. It's the money. Quit spending so much damn money. So when you can control what you spend at the grocery store by making different options or expanding your dollar with what you choose, that's what I like to do. See, my wife, you know, she hangs out at grocery stores. She's on a, you know, schedule. She's got to be here. She's got to do that. She's got to do all this stuff. So she's usually running through and not usually budgeting or bean counting the way I would if I went.
Okay. You would attack the grocery store in a different fashion and manner than the woman who's in it each week.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
At the sake of saving a dollar. Now, here's the thing.
I actually believe this.
Here's the thing, though. She does a fantastic job, but I know that she sometimes just gets in a hurry, and she's not going to go through with a calculator the way that I would. And I know that if I had to go in week out to, you know, three or four different stores and coupon cut and do all that, it would be a tough job. But you know what? It's one of her only.
Sometimes you just want to get in and get out.
Sometimes
it's hard.
And I hate the store, so I can't fault her there. She does a fine job. But if I were going to do it, I would penny pinch a lot more.
Oh, yes. You'd have it outlined.
So what I started doing is I noticed this, and it was just by chance. She brings home this Simply brand cranberry juice. Okay, my son loves it. I like it. Simply, for those out there, if you drink orange juice, Simply is the best juice, apple juice and cranberry juice that you could buy that's mass-produced at the grocery store. It's really good. Tastes great.
My son, that is simply your opinion.
Simply. Actually, not even solely.
No, that's actually a good friend.
Complexly.
Juice it is.
It's really, really good juice, but it's really, really stupidly expensive.
I think it's because it's organic or something, isn't it?
It's not
real or whatever.
It's not organic.
Know.
It just doesn't have any preservatives in it. It's not organic. It's just it's the modernized Minute Maid. You know, they're building a better mousetrap. So what they do is they go in, my wife buys the juice, she comes home, and my son, he drinks it. And it's gone in like 2 days. I'll have a small glass, and he drinks it, and it's gone. So I have this small glass, and I'm like, man, this juice is really, really sweet. So whenever I get a glass of this juice now, I'm like, I'm going to put a little water in it. I'm going to water it down.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I've been watering it down. I'm like, this is pretty good. The apple juice, same way. It's really, really good, but it's really, really sweet because it's all pure. So I've been watering it down. I'm like, how much water can I get in this? And I'm drinking it. I'm like, I enjoy this more. And I'm looking at the juice. My son, he's sucking down. You know, he turned 16 yesterday. I'm like, son of a bitch. He's really drinking a lot of juice. So what I do is I get it in my head. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start adding water to the juice bottle. I want to see if if he ever notices. And he doesn't. So about a quarter of the juice is gone from the cranberry. I give it about a quarter squirt. Put it back in there. I shake it up. He doesn't know. He drinks it down. Doesn't say anything. That bottle gets thrown away. My wife goes to the store. I do it again the next week. Now what I've done this week is I have reduced the juice by half. So what I basically get is 2-for-1 juice from the Simply company by simply adding water. And I believe it's a less sweet, less sugary, better tasting juice. And I'm extending it by 2. And he doesn't even know it.
Now you're like that cheap old wounded bar back.
Yeah.
That's dumping half bottles of tequila into half bottles of tequila and the bourbon and whatever else.
Sure.
I mean, you're combining Irish whiskey with Canadian whiskey.
Oh, yeah,
whiskey.
Whatever's left over. Sure, I'll pour some beer in there with the tequila.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is not awful.
Yes.
I can buy the juice, and what I do is I save the old container, and then what I do is I rinse it out, and then I put half the juice in there, and then I put water, and then I put water in the other container we just bought, and nobody knows this. My wife's not onto it, and my son hasn't said anything, and I'm telling you, it tastes better, and all I'm doing is diluting it and expanding my dollar and making a better juice.
I guarantee you every member of your family's onto it, and they just don't want to say nothing because they think you've lost your mind. They don't want to embarrass you. They don't want to make you feel like an old person.
This is the greatest part about doing this morning show. I get up at 3:10, and I don't leave until a quarter to 4. All I get to do while they're in bed is go around the house and get everything tiptoe and top-notch. I get to do all my experiments and all this stuff. They have no idea that's going on. They haven't noticed it yet. And I doubt that my wife doesn't drink it. She'll never know. All she's going to know is she's not buying as much, and she's going to thank me for that. The only one that could be on to me is my son, and he hasn't noticed, and he's drinking it and hasn't said a word. So as long as he's not saying nothing, I'm going to keep doing it.
So you're telling me that at 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning, when the rest of us are stumbling around in the dark and smacking our faces and trying to get a little coffee in us and wake up, you're
like
running
a mad
around
scientist.
The house lengthening the juice.
Diluting juices. Yes.
Good God almighty. Yes, you're old. You're weird. What was the third one?
Tight.
You're tight. Yeah,
all
you're
three.
All three of them. There ain't no doubt about it, bro.
766.
That is hilarious.
9370. I'm telling you, for people out there, that damn juice is like $6.50, six and a quarter, whatever it is. I ask my wife sometimes what stuff costs, and I tell her, stop buying it. She goes, but you guys liked it. You didn't care about how much it cost when you were eating it. And I said, yeah, because I didn't know how much it cost. Now I can tell you whether it's worth it or not. That damn juice is expensive, and if you could double your money, I'm just telling people out there, try it. I don't care if it's orange juice.
Taste the difference in that for sure. That will definitely taste like water.
You can't tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi. If I didn't tell you that I diluted it with water, you wouldn't know.
With juice?
I'm here to tell you, the juice is so sweet, there's so much sugar in those damn things.
I'll give you, I can't tell between Coke and Pepsi, but I believe I can tell the difference between juice and water.
Had I not said anything or told you about this, and I poured you a glass of cranberry or apple from my house, you wouldn't know the damn difference. Nobody would until I said this.
Hey, I don't drink apple juice, but cranberry I do drink a little bit of. That is a very, not bitter, it's got a bite to it a little bit, cranberry.
It's got it's got a little tang. It's a little dry. It's a little sharp. It is a little bitter.
There's a bite to it, if you will.
Yeah.
I would think that putting water in a cranberry juice would take the bite right out of it.
Oh, it takes the edge right off, man. It's like splashing water in your whiskey.
You know they can tell. Your son can tell. I know he can.
The only thing he's not getting is that sugar jolt. You know, he's not shaking while he's drinking. I'm telling you, look at the sugars and juices.
Gosh.
Natural or otherwise, the sugar content in them damn things, it's high. They put a lot of freaking sugar in it. Natural or not, there's a lot of...
I thought it was real sugar.
It is, but, I mean, sugar's damn sugar. You know, you don't need that much per serving. What's going on? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, man?
Sorry. Hey, I just want to tell Joe thanks, thanks for raising the price on Simply Juices. They're going to catch wind of it. They're going to add water themselves and keep the price the same.
Well, okay, until they do, I've found a way to cut out the middleman.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
But you raise the price for the rest of it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Because all the manufacturers over at Simply Juice, they listen to us on the iHeartRadio app.
I bet you're putting water in your ketchup and your mustard.
No.
Water in your milk.
No, if you want water in your ketchup, all you got to do is buy Hunt's. Everybody knows
for
that.
Crying
Hunt's
out loud.
Sucks. Yeah, if you want water in your ketchup, buy Hunt's. No, I'm not watering down the other stuff, but I'm telling you, with the juice, you can get away with it. And nobody will know. Try it. That's all I'm going to say.
Dog's the only guy in the world that will take sliced bread and try and cut the slice in half. Let's get your piece of bread.
Oh, sure. That's called double loafing. You never double loafed?
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. I've been double loafing for a long time. Absolutely. You know what I can do? Hey, you ever see how thin they slice that salami?
Yeah.
I'll cut it in half. You're Supertramp. It's the river.